Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Super busy?
Very busy. Although, you know, I'll tell you what, we're settling into fall now and
the routine's kind of good.
Routine is good. My son is doing Lego League. Have you ever heard of this?
Not really. I asked a little bit about it.
Okay. So my son is basically, he's working with a team of like four other kids and they're building a robot out of Legos and it has to complete 15 tasks in 2.5 minutes without a remote control. It has to be programmed to run on autopilot. And then we're going to compete in November.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And I think, you know, I don't really know much about robots and he just loves engineering stuff. So it's a great way for me to introduce him to it because we do have a lot of Legos.
Right. And I have another couple bins for you as well.
I know, right? Well, you got to save those for my siblings. It's going really well. And the kids get along really well and it's fun to watch them solve these problems that, you know, to me are kind of like, I don't have the tool set I need to basically answer their questions, but it's nice to find other parents who are engineers who have done stuff like this before and have them teach us.
Well, it's just something that it's out of the ordinary, right? It's not a sports, it's not a rec department. It's kind of like—
Where I live, it is not that out of the ordinary. You know, I feel like when I was telling people in Belmont about this, they're like, oh yeah, my kid did. Robotics team. And you're just like, or like, I guess Belmont has a very, very competitive robotics team. So I don't know. I mean, but that's the kind of town I live in, right?
Yeah. Close to Cambridge.
Close to Cambridge. A lot of scientists live in town. A lot of software and mechanical engineers live in town. So yeah. Well, this week we're talking about attics. And the first question we have is what unique challenges come with attic conversions compared to other spaces? And I'm sure the first one that came to your mind is the first one that came to my mind, which is the roof line.
I was going to say ceiling height.
Yeah, well, I mean, same thing.
Same thing.
It's two ways of saying the same thing. So often the way your roof is built is if you have an attic, is you have a peaked roof, right? So the walls do not go straight up the sides. They angle in at like typically a 45 degree angle. And so that means you've got some choices to make, right? What do you do with those low parts of your ceiling where you cannot stand? One option is you say, to heck with it, I'm just going to finish that ceiling all the way down to the corner, right? And you're going to get a room that probably looks bigger, even though it's less usable. And option two, though, is you could say, hey, I'm going to wall off that part of my attic.
Do some knee walls.
I'm going to do some knee walls. And I'm either going to put mechanical equipment in there or storage space in there, but I'm not going to do this thing. I'm not going to try and finish the whole space. I think that is a hard choice for a lot of people to make. It is very hard to sort of accept that if you're going to the trouble of finishing the space, that you're going to leave some of it unfinished.
Well, and I think people can't visualize what it means to have the drop, the knee walls.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get in, then they're in like a chute.
Right?
It goes, it's very long.
Yeah, it's long and it's narrow.
And narrow. So you have to be careful because the town also dictates ceiling height in an attic that can allow you to finish it. So you probably won't get your 8 feet up there, but you might get 7 feet if you're lucky. And they tend to be long and narrow, not fat spaces because of the fact of the knee walls and the falling the roof line, which is obviously peaked.
Right. And that's a real challenge. And then the other thing you have to answer is what is this space for? I've seen a few that I think are plausible. So I've seen a kid's playroom, right? Because like, why not? They don't care where they have to go.
Yeah.
Second, I've seen like a suite up there, like an au pair suite. And then I've seen an office. So to break those down, I think the pros of a playroom area is that it's just totally separate from the rest of the space. So if you're a parent that's like working or doing chores around the house, it is nice the kids have a retreat to go to.
Sometimes they tend to go up rather than down.
That's right. That's right.
So that may be a plus depending on your house.
Yeah, but toys tend to go down. So the second, the au pair suite, that can also work, especially if you actually have an au pair. The one thing where it can get tricky is like, who else is going to stay up there? Who else are you going to send to the very top floor of your house and make them walk up all those stairs? But, you know, like a lot of people have their parents up there anyways, right? Because it's better to have that than nothing at all. And they have private space that they can retreat to. And then office, I think the pros of an office up there are views. you can get some really good views from your attic.
So I would have said to you completely a different answer to that. The reason I like my office in the attic is the messiness of my office is not seen by anybody because nobody goes to the third floor.
Well, I am talking about views of the outdoors.
Oh, I know. But like for me, yeah, the views can be great. It's sometimes tough because in an attic, you don't have tons of space, tons of windows, unless you put in some sort of dormer system. So you have two issues. You've got light up there because you've got to create shed dormers in order to get the windows to give you and better ceiling height.
Mm-hmm.
You also have heating and air conditioning because they can oftentimes be either very hot up there in the summer. So you definitely need air conditioning and you may not have central air. So you have to end up putting a unit up there. Or you don't have heat up there and you have to bring it from your second floor. So whatever happens on the second floor is kind of happening on the third floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes you have to have good mechanical relationships between an attic and the rest of the house.
Yeah, very cool. Our next question is, how does ventilation and insulation impact attic living?
I think if you don't have good ventilation and you don't have insulation, it's either cold or really hot.
Yeah, I would simplify, it's essential.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to do not finish your attic space, if you don't have a plan to put in insulation and also HVAC of some kind, like it, because especially in the summer around here, it's going to get super hot. In the winter, it can get super cold. You need to have climate control up there because heat rises and the attic is exposed on extremely exposed, right? On your second floor, for example, or your first floor, the only parts that are exposed to the elements are the sides, right? But on the attic, it's the sides and the roof.
Right. Well, and what's interesting is I have an old house and half of it's finished and half of it's not. When you go to the unfinished part in the summer, you can't even stand there because it's 120 degrees.
That's right.
It's so hot.
So like
I have
sauna.
Air. It's like a sauna.
Homemade sauna.
And then when you go there to get the Christmas decorations or the Halloween decorations like we're soon to have here, it's like starting to get freezing cold.
That's right.
So you only have like a couple months of the year where you can really clean your attic out. And that's something that you probably, I need to do.
I did that once in the heat and I probably was not good for my health. You know, yeah. I just was like, I had the false sense of working out because I was getting really sweaty up there, but I wasn't. I was just probably melting my heart.
Yeah, exactly. But attics can do cool things. You can do cool things with an attic. If you just look at the space as a bonus area.
That's right. Well, that's it for attics, and thanks for listening.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.